Are you looking for an opportunity whereby you control your own destiny, where you can apply the law of attraction and see it work almost instantly, where you can have a growing income, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 a week or more? If you're interested, this is the podcast for you.
This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Sink and prepare to be empowered.
Hello, everyone. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whatever time you're listening to this special Law of Attraction Personal Empowerment Podcast, I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Sink. Delighted, thrilled, and excited to be bringing you this empowering podcast since 2009. And today, what a wonderful day, what an incredible day to attract money. And therefore, we must be. I mean, it's an absolute certainty that we are soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle, flying in the direction of your dreams and your goals. Oh, it's a wonderful day to talk about independence, because we have Independence Day just around the corner. Now, imagine a growing army of individuals putting money in your pocket every single day. I mean, it's exciting. It's phenomenal. I've coached many, many people who are in the multi-level marketing business. And I can tell you that you can make a pile of money if you're in the right business with the right company with the right supervisors. In other words, if you have people around you who truly believe and apply the law of attraction, because that's really what it takes. It takes somebody to step out of their own skin and say, look, I'm tired of working for the man. I'm tired of begging for $15 an hour. I deserve to make $50, $75, $100, $150, $500 an hour. And I believe you're worth that. So I'm going to share with you some secrets, even if you haven't found a company yet to connect with. I'm going to share some secrets with you. But first, for a few of you out there, I'd like to extend an invitation to write me, include your phone number, a little bit about yourself, and simply say, Robert, I'm interested in making money. Help me to make money. I want independence. I don't want to work for the man anymore. And if you're serious, I will help you. And you will make money. Oh, you will. You'll make a lot of money. So I'm looking for people in the United States, in Canada, and in Great Britain. If you're in Great Britain, United States, or Canada, be sure and contact me. Write to me at lawofattractionsolutions@gmail.com. lawofattractionsolutions@gmail.com. And here we go. We got to hurry up now, because we're getting excited. We're getting motivated. We better pause just for a moment. Kind of loosen up. Take a deep breath. In through the nose, out through the mouth. Money is too damn easy to make. Let's do it one more time. Money is too damn easy to make. Oh, it feels good. Love the energy of money. Number one, write down your intentions before you do anything. Before you get started, Before you get the ball rolling with a company, you need to know, what is it that you want to get out of this? What is it you want to do, and why do you want to work with that particular company or that particular product? In other words, if you're not excited about the product, if you're not jacked up and excited and motivated, what's the point? Okay, there's no point at all. Find a different company. Or if the company has a great product, but you just don't see any possible way of making money with it, then again, what's the point? There is no point. The point is, you need a great product, something that is cutting edge and yet traditional. You need something that has a broad base appeal, okay? And something that people want to use on a regular basis. If they're using it on a regular basis, you're getting paid money. And if you like using it on a regular basis, well, then that's the vibration you're sending out. In other words, if you don't believe in the product, if you're just buying it and going, put that over in the corner, then you're putting out a very low vibration. And you're not going to attract people, or if you do attract people, they won't be people that are going to help you make much money. Remember, you're building an army, and this army has a purpose of extending the product out to the masses, but also of putting dollar bills in your pocket. Make sure, number two, that you and your company, whatever company you get hooked up with, are really a good fit. I know a gentleman who's in multi-level marketing right now, and he's pounding the streets, and he's calling everybody, and he's doing this, and he's doing that. He's flying out, and they're making him a public speaker, and this and that, and he's not making any serious jack. He's not making any money. What's the point in that? There is no point. Look at, if you want to work for rewards, join the Boy Scouts. They'll give you badges, or Girl Scouts too, I suppose. They'll give you badges and honors and everything else. You're not working for honors. You don't care whether you're gold or silver, diamond or platinum or mud. You really don't care, as long as your wallet is thick with $100 bills, with a growing income every single month. And as long as, look at, and if you're tied in with a company where you, Monday night I've got to do a personal party, and Tuesday night I got to go to Jim's personal party, and Wednesday night I've got to go to our group liaison, you might as well get a job. Seriously. The whole idea of getting involved in a great multi-level marketing opportunity is so that you don't have to work so much, and you can make as much, if not more, money, a lot more money. It doesn't make sense. I see people that are just working 20 hours a day, and, you know, they might as well go get a job at Walmart or something like that for the amount of money they're making anyway. Now, the other thing is that you have to have the right sponsor. There's a lot of people that will sponsor you into their multi-level marketing company. But can they put people under you? Can they find people that will fit with you? So, in other words, can they help you build your business? See, a smart individual who builds his or her business understands that the way to build his or her business is to build your business. And that's the key. If you're building someone else's business, your business is automatically growing. So you need a sponsor that understands this, not just somebody who says, well, bring them to me and I'll talk to them. You know, I'll tell them all the money I made. I'll show them my new diamond ring. That doesn't do anybody any good. That convinces a few people, but over the long run, it's ineffective. It really is. Okay. Set micro goals. look it, everybody's going to tell you when you get involved in multi-level marketing, they're going to tell you one of two things. You can't make any money at it, which is crazy because there are so many wealthy people involved in multi-level marketing. It's almost ridiculous to think of all that money floating all over the place. But the other thing that they're going to tell you is that, well, you need to go for triple diamond, or you need to be a platinum ruby something. You know, in other words, they're going to shove it in your face, all these people who have been with a company for 10, 15 years, who are now high levels, and they're making money, and you want to get there. But I want you to focus on micro goals. Remember what I said, it doesn't make a damn bit of difference if you're a platinum, a diamond, a silver, as long as your wallet is full. Okay? So focus on micro goals. How many people am I going to talk to this month? How many people am I going to work with this month? How many people are going to become part of my organization this month? And keep your goals focused and relatively small. And I'm not saying small in the sense that you shouldn't have long-term goals of being the grand poobah of multi-level marketing. I'm not saying that isn't true. What I am saying is that that won't help you right now. What will help you right now is, what can I do today to get me a little bit closer? You know, I have advised many people in multi-level marketing. I've coached several people, and they've all been very successful to one degree or another. You know, sometimes the companies change, and then success is a fleeting thing, and you have to switch companies. But here's what's happened. I had them build one or two legs very solidly, and then another leg, and then another. But the first two legs could almost be put out in, you know, in the middle of nowhere land, and they'd survive. They'd continue to use the product. They'd continue to sell the product. They would continue to bring people in to the buying empire, as we call it, or the marketing empire. So you want to start small, but you want to start solid, and that's the key. Solid. Set micro goals. Very, very important. Challenge your limiting beliefs, number five. You're going to have days when you're going to say, look, let me tell you this. People told me, we had been doing this podcast since 2009 on iTunes and Blog Talk Radio, and now we're on Stitcher. I think we're somewhere else, too. I forget what it is, but we're somewhere else. Anyway, so we're all over the internet now. But people told me, Robert, don't waste your time with YouTube. Don't do anything with YouTube. And I said, well, how come? YouTube is the second largest search engine in the world. Why wouldn't I do something with YouTube? And they said, well, look at, if you would have got into YouTube 10 years ago, you'd be making money now. If you would have got in even 5 years ago, you'd probably be doing okay. But it's going to take you 3 years to build up 100,000 followers. Well, it hasn't been a year, and we're at 140,000. By the time our one-year anniversary comes, we'll be very close to 150,000 subscribers. Now, I don't have any limiting beliefs about the potential of what we do and the potential of YouTube. You see what I'm saying? If I would have listened to those people, if I would have listened to those negative thoughts, I would have said, you know, maybe another time, or, you know, 5 years ago or 10 years ago, it would have been great. But now, it's too late. But that's not the case. That's not the case at all. It isn't the case with me. I have no doubt that this time next year, we'll have close to 300,000 followers. And that's just how it goes. Because We are setting micro goals, and we are constantly working to improve our product. It's the same thing in multi-level marketing. You set micro goals, you challenge your limiting beliefs, and you improve your ability to communicate with other people. And if you can do that, you will make money. Number 6, there are prospects for multi-level marketing all over the place. Don't ever doubt it. I mean, there are prospects in the Walmart store while you're shopping. Bump into somebody. Oh, hey, yeah. I see you're going for the detergent. Did you ever know that blah, blah, blah? And the next thing you know, you're into a conversation. We ran into some people about a month ago at a Walmart store. They have a child about the same age as we do. They're coming over for dinner tomorrow night. I'm not going to try to sell them anything, but I'll share a few ideas. See if they're interested. If they're not, hey, great, they're still great friends. We'll let it go at that. You know, just be relaxed about it. You don't have to push. You don't have to. It's too easy. There are prospects everywhere you go. There are prospects in your church. There are prospects in your doctor's office. There are prospects in your women's group, in your men's group. There are prospects at the YMCA, at the gym. There are prospects everywhere you go. Why? Because darn near everyone's a prospect. So it's very, very easy as long as you stay relaxed and you don't feel personally insulted if somebody says, hey, that's not for me. Focus on other people's personal goals. One of the things I do when people get into multi-level marketing is I want them to be successful. What are their goals? How fast do they want to reach something? Is it reasonable? Can I help them with those goals? Now, when it comes to the product, focus on whether your product truly satisfies their goals. I'm going to be honest with you, folks. There are a number of multi-level marketing products out there that suck. They're terrible, and they're overpriced. I mean, here we are talking on Skype, or we're talking on an iPhone, and there's companies out there trying to sell you their phone where you can see the other person at the other end, as if it's some kind of new technology. I do that all day long. Every client I talk to, I see at the other end, whether it's through Skype or FaceTime or some other means. They're selling 1990s technology, but they're charging a pile of money for it. And I'm not putting the company down. They have some other products that seemingly are pretty good. And they have some people that are making some very big dollars. But you want to make certain you're with a company that has products that you can believe in, that you love. You love the product. You'd use it anyway. Okay? So focus on people's personal goals because you truly believe in what they are trying to accomplish and what you are talking about. Don't just say it, believe it. Well, number 8 is develop powerful affirmations. You need to be a positive powerhouse to make the big dollars in multi-level marketing. I don't know anybody in multi-level marketing that has a negative mental attitude or is a depressive that is making huge amounts of money. Everybody I know absolutely, completely believes with absolute certainty what they are doing, and most of them believe very, very heavily in their company or their products, and they've developed personal affirmations, not company affirmations. Personal, this is about your life, not about the company. Who cares about the company? This is about your life. So you need personal affirmations that will help you take your business to the next level. And then finally, every day you practice creative visualization. If they have, I think it was Mary Kay many years ago, they may still have it, where you could qualify for a pink Lincoln Continental or Cadillac or something like that. Anyway, if you don't visualize that on a regular basis and see the income that goes with it, then it's likely never going to happen. You've got to see yourself driving that pink Cadillac. You got to see yourself with that increased income. You got to see yourself on these luxury vacations. You have to see yourself with a big, thick wallet of $100 bills. You have to look at that check and see a check there for $13,000, $16,000, $22,000, $48,000. You have to see it, see it, see it, see it, as if it is happening now. I have no doubt, absolutely none, that you can make money beyond your wildest imagination. I have no doubt. But more importantly, you can have the freedom that goes with working for yourself. And if in that freedom you choose to work 20 hours a day, that's your choice. But if you choose to work 4 hours a day, that's fine too. But you'll have the freedom. You'll have the final say. It won't be the company. It won't be the man. It'll be you. It's your business, your company. Now, I hope that helps you no matter what kind of product you are marketing right now. If you are looking, I'm looking for three people. If you're looking for an opportunity, I have three openings right now. And I'm telling you, it's a game changer in your life. But I don't want wishy-washy people. I don't want squishy individuals. I want people that are action-oriented. Action-oriented, goal-oriented, ready to make some big, big money and empower their life at the same time. And I will work with you. Okay? Write me at lawofattractionsolutions@gmail.com. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink, reminding you to have an incredible day because you absolutely deserve it. Bye-bye now.